morning. God says, "My grace is sufficient for all your needs." St. Paul three times asked God to remove his thorn in the flesh. He'd some sort of impediment or illness. God replied in effect by saying, "Well, I can either remove the problem or I can make you stronger to bear it. And in your case, I'll make you stronger to bear it." Paul, like all of us, wanted a fairy godmother God who would wave a magic wand and make his problems disappear. Instead, he got a God who holds us by the hand and walks with us through the dark tunnels until light dawns. There are two sides to the equation always. What comes at us in life, and little me trying to cope with what comes at me. There's the cards dealt out to us, and what we make of the cards that we're dealt with. There's the objective and the subjective factors. Stress is when the objective things coming at us overwhelm the us trying to cope with them. Happiness is when we feel on top of the situation. Both stress and happiness are relative. Some people can cope with a lot of stress, others with very little. Sometimes we ourselves can cope with a lot of stress, while at other times the same us is much more vulnerable, even to the very slightest stresses. Always take it to God. Always be in life, training for the stuff of life and stress management. Most problems won't just go away. They're usually managed by us growing that bit bigger, till we become on top of the stress instead of being swamped under it. Always remember God's promise to Paul and us: "My grace is sufficient for all your needs."